Hey, Master Souls, Stacy here, and today we are diving into active waiting. Now, this is a theme that we've had going through the entire university, right? Where we have periods of great downloads and huge activity, and then we have periods where we feel like nothing is happening. And sometimes we embrace that, and sometimes we go into it kicking and screaming because we really want to be doing something, right? But when you're in the void, what happens is whatever is being cooked is still being cooked, and it's just not ready for us. So when we get into one of those periods where whatever it is that is cooking is not ready to be eaten, we get to have a snack. And that's what active waiting really is about. It's not about doing nothing when whatever it is you're waiting on isn't ready. It's about actually walking away and doing something completely different. Now, if you listen to that numbers course, I don't even know when it was, but there was a course that I did about watching the numbers. It's sort of like that. When we are constantly checking the crock pot, we let the steam out of the crock pot. When we're refreshing our email, when we're checking our voicemail, when we're, you know, obsessing over the numbers, when we are constantly in there screwing with the cooking time, what happens is it takes longer to cook. Watch pot never boils, right? Which is not really true. It eventually boils. It just feels like it's never going to boil, right? So we tie up a lot of energy into the process when we're obsessing over the progress. When we're obsessing over the fact that we're not making any progress, we get the idea that sometimes we gotta walk away. But the best way to walk away isn't to walk away and do nothing. The best way to walk away is to get interested in something else. To be distracted enough that you don't even remember that the crock pot is there in the background doing its job. So how do you do this active waiting piece? Sometimes I do it elegantly, and sometimes it's not so beautiful. It's like someone who has never danced being thrown into a court, you know, ballroom dance. However, in those times when it is elegantly done, I do things that are completely unrelated. In fact, as far away from being related as I can get is the best way to really, truly distract me. Because if I'm on the computer and I'm doing something, odds are what I'm obsessing over is somewhere there, and I just hit that little button to peek, and I cheat and I squeak that lid open just a bit. Active waiting means doing something that's totally unrelated to clear the energy out, right? To let go of the hold that we have on the results. And the beautiful thing about active waiting is it makes us feel like we're still doing something, even if it's not the thing that we think we should be doing, which is checking the crock pot, right? So do something dramatically different. Make jewelry, read a book that is not self-development, or read a self-development book if that really is your distraction. Go on a retreat, go on a walk, take a hike, go swimming, take a dance lesson, right? Go crochet or knit, groom your cat. Giving your cat a bath is probably not the best idea, but in all of the things that we can do, best way we can do them is to distance ourselves from doing it. That not only gives our a clear energetic interruption, but it also allows us to gain higher perspective on what it is we're doing. See, when we're still enmeshed in the energy and the creation and in the doing of something, no matter how much we don't do it, if we don't get out of it, it becomes impossible to see what really truly is our next step. By doing the active waiting piece, by actively distracting yourself from whatever it is that's happening, not only are we letting things mature at their own rate, but we're also reinforcing our system and allowing ourselves to gain higher insight and a deeper understanding of what it is that's cooking. It's in the separation from it, in the space that you create between you and that crock pot, where really some really cool insights will happen. Some interesting distractions come in. They may take you down another path, but it doesn't mean that that crock pot isn't still cooking. And in fact, if you even tell the crock pot, okay, I'm coming back next week to check on you, then you know that in the back of your mind, you can relax, you can let it go, and you can go do something else. You can go take a freaking nap, or you can get a different job for a while, you know, a temporary position. You can, I don't know, change your clothes. Do something that pattern interrupts, because we get into this almost obsessive pattern of checking, checking, pushing, pushing, checking, checking, pushing, pushing. And then we get into this other spiral that says, why am I in the void? Why am I not doing? Why am I in the void? Why am I not doing? So when we do this pattern disrupt, what happens is we feel accomplished. Even if it's something like, you know, reading a book that's unrelated. There is something about that occupation of the mind or body that helps us disrupt this pattern that goes on. And then it's so much easier to let that go. It's so much easier to get present with exactly where we are. And hey, listen, sometimes that active waiting period lasts a really long time. And there are only so many things that you can do to distract yourself before you know that you've got to get back to it. And that's okay too. That's okay. The void sometimes can last moments, and it can last days or weeks or months, a year, whatever it is. You have the choice to sit on your ass and wait, or to do something else that fills you up, that helps you stay in joy and connection and aliveness in some way. Because that's the whole purpose, right? We're not creating these crock pots for a reason other than there's something there that will bring us fulfillment and wholeness. And when we get to that place of fulfillment and wholeness, it's not what's in the crock pot. It's what we do while what is happening in the crock pot is happening. It's every single moment of your life. And if you're going to sit around and bemoan the fact that your crock pot is so freaking slow, then you're not really taking advantage of the space that you've been magically granted. We are magically granted waiting periods. Have you ever been in a doctor's office and the wait's going to be a long time? And you're sitting there, you have a few options. You can grab one of the magazines and dive in and read, or you can sit there, bored out of your skull, waiting, twiddling, getting angry at the doctor, getting angry at the front staff. What the hell is going on? My time's important too, right? And I get that. And you know what else can happen? I always bring a book with me, so I bring my Kindle with me. And I sit there, and I love being in the waiting office now. I love being able to sit there and read my book. There's nothing else expected of me in that moment except for waiting. And so I get to fill that waiting with something that brings me joy instead of something that brings me aggravation and anger and angst and hostility and frustration. I get to read. I get to be in joy. And when they apologize for it taking so long, I say, no problem, I'm reading my book. And all of a sudden that shifts everything. And unfortunately, that's usually exactly when the doctor comes in, and then I'm kind of pissed because I was in the middle of a really good scene. Do you get that? That's what active waiting is like. It's like having a cosmic book sitting there while you're sitting in the waiting room hanging out. It's making use of every opportunity that you have in this life to enjoy yourself. So, this has been active waiting. Can't wait to hear about the types of things that you do that you didn't even realize was active waiting, but that totally is. I love you guys.